You're listening to Hear Me, the official podcast.
You are currently listening to Hear Me, the official podcast.
You are listening to the official Hear Me podcast.
Said she throws needles. I just had a picture of a hobo throwing like spent heroin needles at you.
You know, she is kind of just kind of like a hobo. So
spare any change, love.
Spare any change. But instead of calling it brawl, it seemed like they called it X. It was like Super Smash Brothers X.
X. Toronto Smash Brothers X.
Smash the Mario! If I misspelled any of our Japanese friends, I'm sorry.
No, they'll just be laughing because they get brawled before us.
You make fun of us, but I'm teabagging Samus right now. I'm done.
We should have a bit next week where we just speak in that voice.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I could
introduce our next topic with that. Factor 5, making game for Wii. Where was I going with this? UK, where? If we do this podcast a lot, I'll probably be doing that a lot. Where I was like, where was I going with this?
What the hell?
It'd be a catchphrase.
Okay. Storm Dane, what was I saying?
How you doing? Basically.
I'm sorry. You said advertisements.
Advertisement? What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. Oh my goodness. All right.
What did you say?
I would say advertisements. That was actually on an Animaniacs episode. It's like you say tomato, I say tomato, and then like Wacko.
Tomato's got two T's in. It's got no D. Tomato.
And then they say. You say advertisements, I say advertisements, yeah. So, all right. Okay.
They're gonna run out of people soon to sell these things to. Do they sell them in China? Because that's like another billion people. Potentially.
A V over in China.
That's a billion point three now.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I believe that the PlayStation 3 will do better, we've had more exclusive. Well, it will do better now with the lower price point, and if you don't care about emulating, you know, like PlayStation or PlayStation 2 games. So, Piffman, I guess in reference to this list or whatever, what would be your top 5 picks for 2008?
Number 1, Smash Brothers.
Definitely. All right, yeah, got to get that one out of the way.
I posted something. I said, I think this is the most I've ever wanted anything ever.
More than puberty?
I was going to say, yeah, wait till you get laid. No.
I'm still waiting for that. Oh!
Yeah, I've only seen it in films.
I guess that's enough about our sex life, or lack thereof. Pippin, you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, that was
the singer of Smash Brothers.
I wonder what happens when you get to the end.
Oh, wow.
You have to sit on the flagpole.
Oh. You're right, so...
Slide down it.
Alright, there was also potentially some character leaks, as in some... Not some characters, like, pissing on each other or anything, but... some characters that were accidentally...
Secret Final Smash, Golden Shower.
Oh, that's worse than Mario teabagging Samus. There were 5 games that they laid out for it. And I mean, it was Resident Evil 4, which I was like, oh, Resident Evil, cool, oh, Resident Evil. And then I got it, like, oh, Resident Evil, oh! It was better than I expected. It was so awesome. So I guess that was just bully being blocked in the UK and marriage and and conservatives in the United Kingdom. Alright.
Yeah. Manhunt 2's become the cum sponge in a gangbang for loads of uptight fuckers in the UK.
That's a stream of words.
Oh man, that'll be like your soundbite now. That was awesome. Next paragraph. Sometimes my weed gets stuck, and when I first read that, I was like, where does it get stuck?
What's the girl with the blonde hair? What's her name?
Irritating.
Colette. Is it Colette?
Colette, there. What did you say, Tim?
Irritating.
Irritating. Colette, yeah, okay. I remember at, like, a couple hours before the end of the game in Tales of Symphonia, Colette was like, oh, Lloyd, you can join me and we'll explore the world and, I don't know, I'm like, right, so there's going to be a sequel. Nice. And I was thinking, like, another RPG for the GameCube. Well, just wait a couple years, you know, be on the Revolution or the Wii. Colette, I remember just, like, I just wanted to make fun of her whenever I played. I was just like, no, I need to sleep in this room alone. Like, what are you doing? someone involving your fingers? Okay, enough of that.
Dildo?
Dildo.
Wow.
Awkward.
I have one.
Yeah. Not really, because, you know, magazines, this is a problem with game magazines. It takes so long to put out that they're not really relevant anymore.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
Did you hear about Ziff Davis going bankrupt?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
GM.
Like, GM?
Most popular, like, gaming magazine. Their parent company is bankrupt because it's not making enough money.
Whoops. That sucks.
I think that's what their accountant said.
Whoops.
Oh.
But, like, thing you never want your doctor to say.
Oh, shit. I'm just making an incision.
I was thinking about what you said there, like, that's what his accountant said. I was thinking that could be, like, a replacement, you know, for a while before it gets old. Like, this other one isn't old, that's what she said, like, I don't know. Then I went in. That's what your accountant said! And then people look at you weird and then realize, like, what are you, Storm Dane? What was a lame joke? Yeah. When you guys were talking about Xbox 360 last podcast, I was dying because the way you said it, naughty, naughty. What?
I don't understand.
I remember we were talking about it, but,
I think it was referring to your sexy voices.
Oh, okay. Now, were you dying from laughter, or were you dying of anger? Xbox 360.
What was our sexy voices?
No, I was just kidding.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like,
Sorry,
Xbox 360.
Slow.
Yeah.
Oh.
HD graphics to the max. Ooh,
it's got a really big hard drive.
I'm gonna stop saying stuff. So then, like, there's another person. Who is this? Sadie from Sadie's Gaming Infection. Welcome again.
Hello.
Absolutely. I had put on our itinerary that I wanted to ask her about that, and then I figured out it was from Streets of Rage, was it?
Yeah, Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
I remember playing that when I was a kid.
It's an awesome game. I love it.
It was, of course, coming from the Gaming Infection episode 24, where you and Sonny were playing games.
Yep.
For these games, now this is awesome. This is like an interview, like a real guest would be going through. Were all these games that you had played with Sunny when you guys were young?
Actually, no. The only one we played was Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, I remember playing that as well. That was an immense game.
Yeah, we used to play that together. But all the other ones, actually, we had never played that together.
Okay.
So it was new memories that we made.
I had a... played Altered Beast, not when I was young, but somebody had downloaded it on their virtual console, and I played it, and I got the same homo vibe that you were getting. It was like, this is
gay.
But anyway, But yeah, the who to who thing came from this raid. So at the request of me, I want everybody else to try this. First, Tim.
No, do it again, Sadie, so I can copy it.
What the fuck? Oh, God.
It's not Michael Jackson in Bo Selector.
Hee hee! No, see, that's hee hee. Here we're saying who to who.
Right. So, Piffman, now you.
I, who to who?
Yeah.
Who to who in the house?
Yeah, he awesome. put a new spin on that.
Lotto. Go for it.
Wait, can you do it again? I've forgotten.
Okay, oh my god, this is a whole episode of me making this noise. Who to who?
Damn, she figured it out.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to do it. Who to who? Okay.
Oh, man. And then I did the Michael Jackson thing, so I have no bones about it. Who to who?
There you go, that's
great. But of course, I take off my shirt and do reviews. There's...
Yeah.
Few things that I'm ashamed of.
Oh my god, win!
Win? What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, I'm just looking how much money I've got in my wallet, and I've got more than I thought.
Oh, okay.
I've got a whole schedule of things to do while he's on the podcast.
The next thing we have is Tales of Symphonia, Dawn of the New World. There's this Editor's Day, I believe, happened recently. Whatever that was, some new details were released about the game. So, here are these details. It's two... thrilling details there.
You're awesome.
Yeah, I'll live.
I had a weird-ass dream last night.
Why was it weird? What happened?
Alright, well, it was so weird that I thought it was worth writing down.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, you can turn it to a flash video.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, because it's not that coherent enough, really.
Oh, okay.
I always get weird-ass dreams, so it's nothing new for me. Go ahead, lay it down.
It was E3 2009, and it was in Spain for some reason, and then Sakurai came out, and there was a big, like, festival for him, like, at the end of Star Wars Episode 1, and he announced he was working on Final Fantasy Versus 13, everybody was mad at him, and then some reason he fell off a cliff, and Batman saved him, but it was like Batman from the animated series, but Sakurai was a regular person. And then he like, changed his mind, like Batman, like intimidated him to make him change his mind. And then it was like this evil emperor of Spain. His name was Cervantes, and he had all these like guys dressed up as Sakurai, getting ready to go. And he's like, the era of fools, like Don Quixote, is over. And that was...
Oh god!
And I woke up like, oh shit, it's 11:30. I better go.
Oh wow.
Pretty damn sure that this next question has been asked all the time, so go ahead and respond how you feel. What inspired Metal Gear Awesome?
Whoa. Well, I was flying through space at light speed when I encountered a small planetoid, and it actually had a face, and I was like, hey, how's it going, Mr. Planetoid? And he was like, oh, nothing much, just having a pretty good day. And I said, oh, why are you having a good day? And he said, I had Reese's for breakfast. And I said, candy for breakfast? And he said, not candy. Reese's Peanut Butter Pup cereal. It's a peanut butter crunch explosion in every bite. And I said, whoa! Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and did you ever see that comic of Dante? It's like him flushing the toilet, but like... he boops like up in the air, and like, he like jumps up in the air, and like, he like takes his shit like midair, and then like hits a fan, and like the fan like makes it fly all over the room, and then he like uses his gun to like point the shit into the toilet, and then he like
he like throws his gun at the lever to like flush it.
Wow, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I was actually, before I saw that, I was thinking of doing a Flash series called What Would Dante Do? And it's just kind of like some guy like sitting in a, you know, in class or something. He's like, man, I didn't study for this test. Like, I don't know what to do. Wait, what would Dante do? And then like, he would just like bust out from the window and like do 3 backflips and like in the air and like shoot the test and like.
It's a Scantron, so he shoots CCCCCC all the way down.
Yeah, exactly. And then he like does like a somersault kick in the air and like jumps up and like does a super mega sword combo on it and like shoots it again and makes it like deflect off of the wall, and like some guy jumps by and he like kills the guy with his guns and like, jumps on him and like uses him as like a missile and like shoots him out at the test, and there's like a huge explosion and he's like rock on or something.
I think you got a show there.
Yeah, I'll probably do it.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh my god. This is awesome.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Put my head down on my table and laugh for like 3 minutes.
Face bomb.
Yeah, face bomb.
Fucking yes. Oh.